And then, as I say, they came out here when and brought me out here in 1918. Mm-hmm. And as I say, Daddy was in the wholesale drug business and Mother just raised me. Mm-hmm. And we had a wonderful childhood and I had a wonderful child. I was even an only grandchild for 12 years.
Wow.
So that made it nice.
Yeah, really.
And then my mother's youngest brother, Uncle Forrest, he had three boys, and his oldest son, Forrest Jr., came along mm-hmm. when I was 12 years old. And he was here not long ago, and he was laughing about how he came and burst my bubble. And I said, no, I just loved and adored you. He's a pediatrician now in San Antonio. And mm-hmm. They moved away. None of my mother's family, well, as I say, cousins. But we all grew up here in El Paso, and as I say, I graduated from the college, and then and my husband did too, and I was away just for that period of time. And otherwise, I've lived here. I've traveled an awful lot since I retired from teaching mm-hmm. in 75. So I've enjoyed many happy years in many ways. And
where have you traveled?
Hmm?
Where have you traveled?
Well, I've been to Alaska. I've been to Europe three times, England, Scotland, Wales, Italy. Just a general tour and enjoyed very much three different times mm-hmm. with friends and with family. And then the last time I went to Alaska on a cruise with my sister-in-law, who was over in East Texas, my husband's sister. So I've been very fortunate to be able to do that since I did some of it before I retired, but some of it had been since I retired.
Do you know what your ultimate ancestry is in Europe?
Well, my father's ancestry were all German. Mm-hmm. My grandfather, my daddy's father, came from Strasburg, Germany, many, many, many years ago, and came to Jefferson, Texas, where, as I say, I was born and all of us grew up, and he of German ancestry, and Daddy had a large family, he was of German, and my grandmother, too. My grandmother then my grandmother, my mother's father, mother and father, were all from East Texas. All of them were all from Marion County. Mm-hmm. And had a lot of ancestry, and still a lot. We all have a lot of land and stuff still over in Marion County, which is right out of Jefferson, which is about 165 miles from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And but more or less English and German on my daddy's side, and English on my mother's side ancestry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was about the extent of that.
What's your religion?
A Methodist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in the Methodist Church, the preacher, what do you call your preacher? Do you call him your pastor or
uh-huh.
your
minister?
Pastor,
minister, or either. Minister or pastor. Mm-hmm. And as I say, I started there in Sunday school when I was just a little girl and grew up in the old Trinity Methodist Church. And then they built a new church many years ago, which is there on the corner near Yandell and Mesa. And my grandmother was very active and my mother. We were very devout Methodists mm-hmm. and still am. Some of my family became Episcopalians, and I was married in the Episcopal Church, but it was just simply because I loved the Easter Chapel, and mm-hmm. I had a lot of family and friends, so I was married in the Easter Chapel at St. Clement's, but I still go to Trinity Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. 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 Let's see. What organizations do you belong to?
Well, as I say, Tri Delta Alum, PEO, Chapter N.
Mm-hmm.
The church. I belong to Panhellenic. I belong to the Historical Society. I'm trying to think of all those I pay dues to. VAR. VAR. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Stott. I think your grandmother or your mother in the other one. And maybe, I'm not sure, but I'm in the original one here in El Paso, Rebecca Stoddard. And Trinity Methodist Church, Tri-Delta Alums, Panhellenic. PEO, Chapter N. Then I belong to a little book club that a lot of us belong to, separate. I belong to the organizations of the Women's Club,
mm-hmm.
Women's Club, and the book club of the Women's Club. And then this other little, not little, but it's about 12 members of a book club we all meet about once a month and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Many friends and old-timers here in El Paso belong there.